What?
Welcome
okay.
to part one, take six of our D&D ASMR episode.
No.
Silent helicopter in the background.
Okay, let's delete that
this
one.
Episode...
No ASMR.
No, it's fine. This is episode one of the TTRPG podcast.
Episode
one!
Sagas.
Yeah.
Take it away, DM.
Don't mind the helicopter in
that's,
the background.
Yes, that's my dog. He's a very good
they can't
boy,
even
despite
hear
what
it.
Others say.
They can't even
Mouse
hear it.
Dog.
Can I talk now?
Yes, you can, just once you DM.
Okay.
Now start from the beginning.
In the city of New Winter, a dwarf named Gundred, Rockseeker asked to bring a wagon load of provisions to the rough and tumble settlement of Caladon. A couple of days traveled southeast of the city, Gundred was clearly excited and more than a little secretive about his reasons for the trip, saying only that he and his brothers had found something big, and he'd pay 10 gold pieces each for escorting his supplies safely to Bardon's provision. A trading post in Fountain, he then set out ahead of you on horse, along with a warrior escort named Sildor Hallwinter, claiming he needed to arrive early to take care of business. You spent the last few days following the high road south of New Winter, and you just recently rode east along the Tribor Trail. You have encountered no trouble so far, but this territory can be dangerous. Bandits and outlaws have been known to work along the trail.
Okay, I would like to reattempt my perception check from the past
forest
thing. So do I still have to beat that 15?
Yes, you have to beat a 15.
This is podcast live.
Oh, yay, 16 plus 5, 21 total.
21 total.
Yes, so with this you would have revealed that the goblins hiding from the better.
Oh, no.
Is this podcast live?
But yes, it is. I mean, but given the way, unless I share it, explicitly state that I share it to them, they do not know, only I know. To which point, I will not tell them. I will just unstring my bow and try to fire at one of the goblins. Which I would assume they are within the, 200 feet of the longbow.
So you tried to fire at the goblins?
Yes, I roll at that. You don't have to roll anything yet.
Sir,
but you have to flip all the way back here to the back of the book to goblins. Okay, so I have to beat a 15 again.
Yes, you have to beat a 15. Yeah.
It sounds so unnatural still to me.
Yes,
I
you have to beat a 15.
It's so weird.
Okay, 17 plus 5.
17 plus 5?
I hit. Okay, so 1d8 plus 3. Where the hell
are you? I have questions.
Okay, 8 plus 3. So that's
8
what?
Plus 3, that's 3.
Okay, 11.
Yeah,
okay, so I kill one of them.
You kill one of them.
So I imagine it's just like... You know, like, we're just going along in the wagon, and I just stand up, fire, and just the goblin falls out of the tree or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I imagine the surprise round for all of us, they get a chance to do whatever, if they even have any ranged weapons.
Conrad!
Is this, like, take-turned battle?
Yeah. Once we roll initiative.
I have my weapons.
But then can I just attack everything?
Yeah, once you're
I have a
melee.
Short bow.
Yes. You have a short bow?
What's the range of a short bow, I wonder?
I don't have a cool book like you.
Because you don't need a book dice.
Oh,
you don't even deal D6 damage dice, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, so I deal D20 dice.
Okay, short bow has a range of 80 feet, and long bow has a range of, sorry, 150.
Seven different kinds of
dice.
Mm-hmm. It's a D4, D6, D8, D10, D10 in the tens place. It's like 10, 20, 30. And then there's a D, I think, this is a D12 and then
okay.
a D20.
So it says...
No,
that's pretty good.
Anyway, okay, so it says... Okay. So it's when time comes for the goblins to act, two of them rush forward and make melee attacks with you while two goblins stand 30 feet away. Okay, so it's your choice. Did I kill one of them, a melee goblin or a ranged goblin?
A melee goblin.
Okay, so there's two goblins 30 feet away. Actually, we're probably 60 feet away. And then two goblins 30 feet away. So you have range. You can fire at one, either of them. If you so want.
Yes, I will fire at a goblin. Hi, mouse.
So you roll the D20.
Roll the D20.
20. Sorry, only I do.
Roll
20
D's?
The only cool looking dice.
There's gotta
it's
be somebody here that's not Not bad.
Oh, yeah, you beat it. You got a 15, right? 16.
What?
Okay, 16 out of it. You beat
what
it.
What are we live to?
We're recording on Anchor.
Okay.
Speaking of which, we don't currently have any sponsors, but if you want to start your podcast, go to Anchor FM. It's pretty great.
Yes, yes, go there. Go there. Please.
Okay, so you do, roll a d6 and add 3.
Follow my YouTube.
What if I just share
the
Yahtzee
dice?
What if I share the podcast with people?
Yes.
The followers of my
I got
church,
6.
Okay. That's 9 total. It's dead. He kills one, I kill one.
Wait, so we are live.
Yes.
On what?
Anchor. No, we're not live. Never mind.
You're lying. So we're just recording.
Yes. Okay. So
we were going to have fun things.
And a range goblin.
There's a melee goblin and a range goblin?
Well, did you kill a range goblin or a melee goblin?
He killed,
is that actually a thing?
We should probably introduce each other. Cause it's just, no.
Once we get out of combat, we'll do that.
No, but, no, it's just random talking. They don't know who's who.
Yeah, we'll figure that out after combat.
I killed a ranged goblin,
okay.
So I wouldn't fight
out. So, there's one of each left. Now, you guys can move. Hey, Titus.
Why do you need all the dice?
No, put the dice in the middle. Put the dice in the middle so we all have access
You're
to the dice.
You're not being nice to the podcast.
Put the dice in the middle so we have access to the dice. It's the dice pool. Guarded by the microphone.
Okay. It's your turn.
Well,
me?
Yeah, it's however you want. So, okay, well, but, yeah, Titus, wait.
Alright, how many goblins are in total?
One melee, one ring. There's two goblins left. All you can do is run up to one and throw a javelin at one of them. Because you don't have...
Okay. I want to...
You want to?
I want to pull out my big blade and just stab Conrad in the kneecap.
What?
Why?
Pull out your big blade, stab Conrad in the kneecap.
Okay. Yeah, I have a big blade, right?
No, you have a long sword.
Yeah, give me my long sword just into his kneecap.
Roll with this against his AC of 14. Wait, no, what is
that? A what?
Yeah, you have to beat a 14.
Yeah, beat a 14. Come on.
19.
Let's go!
Okay, roll damage.
Roll
You're
damage.
Attacking your friend, but okay.
You said it was allowed.
No.
But highly discouraged.
He made this, like...
Roll your damage.
Roll damage, come on. Roll damage.
What do you mean?
Titus, roll damage.
Okay.
I got a 19.
That's your attack roll. Okay,
yeah.
So you roll this guy and add 2 to it.
What do I need to get?
If you exceed a 9, he's unconscious and has to make death saves. Okay, 3 damage.
Bro.
Okay, don't cross that out, but take the pencil and write 6 underneath it.
See, so I didn't hurt you, I just slightly sliced you.
Okay, fine. Okay, you wasted your action with that. What are you
doing?
Alright,
where
do
I write this?
What are you
doing?
We have a surprise round of 2 goblins.
What do I do?
I attack with my longsword.
Oh,
so you move all the way up to the melee?
Wait,
can
I have
6?
Yeah,
okay.
I write in the box that I have six.
Six.
Okay. Mouse.
Calm down.
6.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. We're looking at damage.
Yeah.
The one where it looks like 2 pyramids has tags.
Okay, 2 pyramids.
And we're not getting demonetized.
This one.
Yes.
What monetization are we getting?
3 damage. It's at 6 health, same as him. Now we would roll 19, initiative.
19 plus 3.
Okay, so all of us roll initiative.
Oh, wait.
Okay, so I got a 6. No, it still isn't d20. The iconic one.
Wait, what
no,
is the attack damage
yes.
to then?
11. Roll this. Yeah, you roll 2 of those.
13.
Jimmy. 13 for 2 of them. Titus, you roll your d20.
11.
I got the higher number.
Yes, roll both of them. 16 and 7.
Yep.
Okay, so it goes, let's see. So 16, 11, 11. Okay, so it goes goblin.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so it goes goblin, him, goblin, me. So it starts off with goblin. What's goblin gonna do? I assume what would it be, the melee or the other, what goblin would?
Ranged
or melee goblin that goes first?
Ranged.
Okay, so I assume they'd attack.
Mm-hmm.
They only have a short bow, so they can only go 80 feet away, so that leaves...
They are in range.
...of all of us, so pick one of us.
You.
Me?
You.
Alright, roll, you have to beat a 14. Yes. What'd you get?
I got a one!
A nat one?
I got a one!
Okay, so multiple things can happen with a nat one. Either the bow breaks, and just count as a regular miss, or they hit their friend.
Okay,
follow the rule of cool.
He pulls the bow back. He pulls the arrow back. Mm-hmm. Fires it. It bounces off of a tree. Okay. Bounces off the wall.
Wall.
I mean on the ground, not the wall. And then hits his friend.
Okay,
and he trips while doing it too.
Okay, make an attack roll. So one of them is prone and make an attack roll. Or not, sorry, damage roll. So 1d6, I think. Check your short bow damage.
My short bow damage
D6
is 5.
Is this.
No, that's your attack bonus. It's like 1d something.
I got a 6.
Okay. Yeah. You got a 6?
Yeah.
Okay, he's dead.
He's
he killed his friend and one is prone.
His friend is dead.
And one is prone, so that goes to him now. Nathan, it's your turn.
I rang the dice.
There's a guy 30 feet away who's
Jimmy.
Prone and...
4?
Yeah.
Wait, 4, 6, 8, 10, 10,
so you move
12,
30 feet up and
20.
You smack him?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one just has in 10.
Okay, yeah, roll your damage.
Again.
He has
it's not
a
tickle fight.
One.
No. Okay, you didn't even
Mouse.
Need that advantage. Mouse, you come.
Advantage?
Last time I got 19, now I got 18. Both were ones.
Yeah, he's fine. Okay, so he'd be at, what, 6? Yeah, 6 health left. That means I went goblin, then these two. Okay, so between you two, roll d20 again to see who goes first.
1.
I got a 4.
Okay, Titus, you're up.
Alright. How many goblins are left?
1.
All right.
He's prone, so you have advantage on attack.
So he's laying down.
Yes. You have advantage on attack roll, so roll twice and take the higher number.
I want to run up to him and just...
Well, actually...
Well, these are heavy.
Wait,
these are...
Wait a second.
Feel this. It's heavy.
You only have range to...
He's playing with weighted dice. You're cheating.
No, they're made out of metal. They're made out of metal.
They're weighted.
Weighted
dice.
No,
the 20.
You don't even have...
I
rolled
roll
a 20.
You know, you don't even have room. You know, you don't even have range.
I rolled a 20.
Yeah.
I rolled a 17 and a 20.
You don't even have range to throw your javelin.
I want
to
throw it and just taunt them.
No, actually, never mind. So okay, so yeah, you're in range of with disadvantage range of it. So I mean, that would mean that your advantage and disadvantage cancel out. Just regular roll again. What is that?
I think it's a 19. Yep.
19? Okay, it hits anyway.
I killed him.
Check javelin damage. 1d6 plus 2.
You have killed the goblin.
No, hold on. He needs to check his damage first.
Has he?
5.
5 plus 2, 6. It's at 1 health left.
The goblin has 1 health.
No,
this is a 3, so it's plus 2.
It has tricked us all.
It's 3 plus 2. 5. It's at 1 health
yeah.
left.
You?
It
kill
is
him,
up
to
bad. Conrad.
Will he kill it?
Will he kill the goblin?
Or
will the goblin clutch the wind and kill us all?
17.
Okay, yeah.
You were 16 and
it says you can't roll a 1, possibly. I'm assuming it's just dead.
The goblin has gone.
Okay, you know, so I think we should all introduce ourselves.
Who are our heroes?
Well, first off, the totally not natural sounding one is our DM, Jimmy.
I am Jimmy.
He doesn't sound natural at all.
The great one who's announcing things that should, but has to work on that,
is yours truly, Connor, and I play Yeldrin, the Wood Elf Ranger, Popcorn, Conrad.
I am Conrad. I am playing Corin Thorngage, who is a halfling rogue.
Popcorn,
Nathan.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm playing JD Erica, a Tiefling Paladin. Yay. Popcorn Titus.
I'm Titus. I play Sindri Aelslash as a Forest Gnome Barbarian.
Boring.
And those are our heroes.
Since we totally just derailed that section, what happens next?
I get a gun.
What was supposed to happen is you're supposed to continue along with the thing, get ambushed by said goblins, but yours truly succeeded on his perception roll and killed one shot.
Yours truly doesn't care.
I did.
Yours truly has a wooden stick.
Yours truly has all of your dice.
Yours truly has beautiful long hair. Oh, yes.
Yours truly says bonk.
I'm not horny. I don't get the bonk.
The bonk.
Too bad.
You've been on the Tribor Trail for a half a day. As you come around a bend, you spot two dead horses sprawled about 50 feet ahead of you, blocking the path. Each has several black feathers, arrows sticking out of it. The woods press close to the trail here, with a steep embankment and dense thickets on either side.
Can I just say this is where the four goblins were supposed to ambush us?
Yeah. I've played the tutorial thing already.
So can we just
you're supposed to go to
on it and say like they on one of the bodies there's a map to their hideout or something.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
This whole thing's been recording and we just derailed you right away.
Is it recording?
Wait, what happened?
Okay, Connor, so
don't talk. You're here
you're
an hour and a half.
Investigate. Late.
And then they
yes. And then
headlock.
We would have seen, like, I don't know, goats or something going onto a trail or whatever. Or we would have seen a trail, like, on the side of the road.
Hi.
But since we killed them before they even had a chance, can we just say, like, on one of the bodies we find a map to their hideout or something?
Are you formal mouse?
On one of the dead horse bodies?
No,
why do you stop?
Okay. Are you going to edit
tails hidden somewhere?
No, none of this is being edited.
Oh, why?
Okay, so we each get 75 XP for that.
Tail go bag.
You each get 75 XP.
Oh
no, not there, not there.
Oh, no.
Just tell him no.
No.
Say mouse no.
No mouse, we're not homosexuals here.
Go.
Mouse, come.
Connor, you can't have a pen.
It's my
That's
pen.
His.
You can't have a pen though.
Yeah, pencil.
Pencil, ding, go.
Why?
Because this is D&D and we're writing on paper.
I asked if I
could
use a pen and you said yeah.
Uncultured swine.
Uncultured swine.
Use the pencil and give it to Titus.
Use the pencil. And
you oink oink.
Stop copying me.
Okay.
Where do I put the XP?
You dirty.
Erase the zero. Erase that six. Replace that with 75 and just get rid of that. Shuffle it out. Mr. Shuff. Mouse, come.
Titus was gonna say a bad word. I stopped him. I'm a good guy. I feel like a superhero now.
Oh god.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
we go to the sorry.
We find the map on the dead goblin's body.
Who's
and it's
Wait, I got 75 XP. How do I? Where's XP?
Our heroes.
What?
Oh.
Our heroes find the find a map on the dead body of the goblins, and follow the map.
Okay,
it leads them.
Can you give us a sec to fill out the 75 XP?
Yes. And they gain 75 XP from killing the goblins.
Aw, oh, yeah.
Okay, give it to Nathan, then give it to him.
Needs.
Replace the zero with 75.
Okay.
And mouses. Fine.
Experience
points. Ew, what's that black?
What just happened? What happened?
I tripped over the chair
and
as I was playing out with the dog.
Ow, my back.
Yes, we're playing with the dog again.
Yes, we're playing with the dog again.
The dog.
Okay. All right, back
dog.
To the podcast.
Back to the podcast.
You don't do that. That's
Jimmy.
My job.
Please.
No, it's the zero with the 75.
Please,
sorry, corn thorn gauge.
Corn?
Why
is it corn?
I'm not corn.
No. We'll call you corn from now on.
Okay, then.
You've doomed yourself. This podcast is just
crazy. And we're fine. All okay, right. Anyway, so we find the hideout. Right, Jimmy?
Yes, we find the hideout of the goblins.
Connor, just be the DM. Just
no,
be the DM.
I'm bad at DMing.
No, you're not. You
I'm
can
not.
Actually do something.
No.
He doesn't know what he's
I
doing.
Don't
he just,
like DMing.
No.
This is what this is for, though.
He's doing monkey see, monkey do.
There's a
okay.
Monkey.
Okay, read
monkey.
This.
Monkey.
Monkey.
Okay.
You're not monkey. You shut the fuck up.
Okay, also, remember a special abilities we have. Like, he can heal. Wait, hold on. Mr. D, can we take a short rest as we follow the trail just so we can get some hit points
back? Yes, take a short rest.
Because this asshole attacked me.
Okay, so all you do is with the hit dice.
Friendly fire's on.
Okay, so you're back up to your full.
Okay. So now we have no
everybody else just me.
Just leave it.
I already cuffed up the
six. Like one of those stupid toys.
Monsieur DM, please describe Kragma Hideout.
The Kragma Hideout.
Remember the special brackets.
You deserve that.
Following the goblin's trail, you come across a large cave and a hill about 5 miles
but
from
on
the
purpose
gate
knee
of an ambush. A shallow stream flows out of the cave mouth with screened by dense briar thickets. A narrow path leads into the cave on the right hand side of the stream. Don't worry, that's
don't worry
just our
about,
dragon.
Yeah, it's not
our
a bear.
Cool dragon.
That's just our pet dragon. Right?
Yeah,
our dragon. That's just our pet dragon.
That's just our pet dragon.
Mouse
who
all of a sudden exists.
Why touch it.
Why is Evely as a pet dragon?
Mouse had to end his mouth. Not that way. Okay, anyway. Hey. Okay.
Hurry up, Nathan. You're being so distracted.
Please stop playing with the dragon.
Oh.
Dragon.
He's gonna.
Corn. Stay away from the dragon.
He's gonna
corn
bite you.
I'm not corn.
Corn. Stay away from the dragon.
Survivor entry 1. The dragon's loose.
Yes. Wait, where'd my water bottle go?
The dragon's adapted fire breathing.
Alright, we'll be right back.
Instead of fire, breathes out on forecast.
We're all gonna die.
What am I supposed to do?
Not attack the dragon?
Okay, you're here for a small break. Someone play break music. Dun 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 dun.
Hey, Corn.
Okay, Conrad, Connor's back.
Yes.
No, his name's not Connor, his name is Ferris.
That's my character.
Yalgren.
What?
What? What was that?
Your laugh is so dumb. I'm sorry, but your laugh is bad.
Okay.
It's hard to play with him.
Corn.
He just walks with you.
Corn. Yes.
Connor, and all you have to do is pat him in the head and he'll start tugging.
Connor.
Corn.
Connor, spice. Spice. No, thank you. Corn.
Spice.
The dragon will. I'll take it. I will take the
spice.
Dragon here, Corn.
So,
this is why your parents abandoned you.
Bruh.
No, bruh.
This is why you fail at school. This is why you have a -1 to your intelligence. Because you kept playing with dragons.
Dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Don't feel bad.
Wait, says the other guy with
-1
to intelligence.
So.
-1 to intelligence? What?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. We have a... Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the only one with actually decent scores.
Yeah.
He has no negatives to rolls.
I have a 10
you
intelligence.
Notice that the goblins
yeah
are watching.
What?
You notice that the goblins are keeping
you're
watch.
7. He's got 3 less than me. I'm
but,
smarter
oh,
than you by
sorry,
like 50
sorry,
IQ.
Can I make a survival check to possibly make them closer?
No.
Yes.
Okay. What do
not
I have to be?
Fair.
You have to be 15.
Okay. 19 plus 5, 24.
You make it.
Okay. Can I also make
20 plus?
What? No.
Yeah.
Okay, how explosive did I make this? Like, replicate fireball explosive, or just like, I don't know, like 2d6 explosive?
It
fireball
just it breaks
replicate
on
fireball. It's
fireball.
Oh my god, your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Fireball.
I mean, can I make another one?
Fireball.
Yes.
How many can I try to make that one?
This time we need, 19.
Oh, come on, my god,
oh, shit.
We have 7.
Are you chewing warheads?
Yeah. Makes,
why?
You try to make it, but it explodes in your face.
Yeah.
How much health?
Sure.
How much health gone?
Hey, nat 20. Well, that doesn't mean anything for skill checks. So,
but, so wait, how is your health not gone? An arrow exploded in your face.
Because of the short rest. My
you
guy
made it and you
short
blew
rest
up.
My God.
Because of the short rest.
Short
my
rest,
guy
my guy.
Yeah, short
can
rest.
I do that. Well, I want to make explosive arrows.
I
For what? Fine. Oh,
yeah.
You're a rogue, aren't you?
I tried to make it a poison arrow.
That's it.
Okay, so I have basically two fireballs.
Mm-hmm.
With a range of 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more than a regular fireball.
Mm-hmm.
You are definitely going to regret this.
Uh-huh.
I attempt making a poisonous arrow.
Okay, what would he make? Would he make like a sleight of hand check or a survival again?
Survival.
Sleight of hand.
Hand, is that
d20? Yeah, d20 roll, then you just add
two.
Plus three dex.
Plus three?
Yeah.
What was that?
11 plus three.
What does he have to beat for this poison arrow?
For this poison arrow, a five.
Five?
Oh, well,
yes.
I got,
so
a,
got a
14. 14, so
does that mean he makes two of them? Or three?
Yeah, sure.
Three poison arrows.
No, we'll try again.
You want to try again?
It's my turn. It's my turn to make the arrow.
Yeah, be nice.
He doesn't even use a bow.
Try to make an arrow.
Explosive javelin.
No. So there's cracks on my longsword, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just like a big stone, like metal longsword, right?
No, I thought
that was for your warforge. Yeah, it's
warforge, right?
That's dragon.
Oh.
Different guy.
I want a shark.
Corn, leave the dragon alone.
Stop.
Let's go, dragon.
For all
so
of
just,
those who can't see,
we're just sleeping,
Conrad
right?
got abused by the dragon.
Oh, no, this is like the 3 hours it takes us to get to this place.
Are we sleeping or no?
I guess, could we take a long rest? No.
No.
Well, in the short rest, can I try to make two more arrows?
No, this is during the short
rest.
Yeah,
sure. You need a 19.
It's my turn.
Okay. So I imagine it's just two checks. Both of them fail. So I only have two. I have two fireballs. But
Jimmy.
Okay. He's
Jimmy,
totally not gonna
Jimmy,
that.
I'm going through for his throat.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
You won't let me have my turn.
Go
you're
ahead.
Gonna die.
I just wanted to make four fireball arrows. Just go ahead. You can.
Because I got three poison ones.
Yes. He has three poison ones. I have two fireballs.
Connor, don't freak out. I'm not gonna start stabbing everybody.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Friendly
fire.
Your...
Oh my god, do you want to try to make your sword explosive or some shit?
I
want to. On fire or whatever?
I want fire aspect too.
I've run the starter set where I've allowed tinkering in a game. If you want to do that, basically they have to make an intelligence check, and if they succeed, they can like what I did was like it was basically like they could set their blade on fire for one minute. it's only if DM wants to. If you don't want to do tinkering, because tinkering can be broken. Like if you remember that one shot I ran. With tinkering, Gavin made this gauntlet that, the left gauntlet dealt poison damage related to acid, and you can, launch the spikes.
If you want
to
be a little bitch, you know what I mean? Like, one toy. I'm joking.
It's up to you.
How are you going to be a little boy?
I'm going to be nice today.
So you're going to allow tinkering?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like I said, it should be an intelligence check. Given how it's going to how it's been, you probably have to be 15 or something.
I want the sword to, every time I hit somebody with it, they get very, very brutal flashbacks.
That's not tinkering. That would be an enchantment thing.
Yeah.
Which none of us have the ability to do. Ooh. Can I make a bundle of arrow thing?
Connor, stop trying to make arrows. No one loves you.
Okay, no, we're done.
Why can't I make bundle of arrows?
No.
This turn is over.
This is the turns. This is just the 3 hours. We can roleplay however we want.
Then why do you get all the turns? You just
have to do something.
I'll do my own roleplay.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
Okay, pick something. What do you want?
I want to make my sword give people Vietnam War flashbacks.
You can't do that. Pick something else.
You'd say
Pearl Harbor?
No!
No!
No flashback!
No, yes.
None of that.
Unless you somehow learn the ability to,
I want to make a cell phone to call my mom.
Dissonant whispers or whatever the hell.
Dissonant whispers?
Unless you gain access to that bard stuff.
If this one isn't a good one, I'm going to skip you.
In the next episode of your
recording.
I'm a bard.
Kobold bard. Feral tiefling rogue, gnome rogue, and...
Forest gnome barbarian.
Mr. Big Boy.
No.
I'm not
Warforged yet.
In the next
one. Yeah, he's a tiefling.
Oh, yeah, I just die, I lose all my love and become a fucking cyborg. Like cyborg. Give me a second.
He's the only one with stories throughout because that's just the Jebedo Darrow family.
On the
all
east side.
Be made clear in due time. Yeah. Time.
Wait, can I make crack?
Don't look at me, it's up to you.
I mean, you probably
I'd imagine
it
would just be like a medicine check.
Medicine check, but
yeah.
Also it does damage over time.
Yeah, medicine check with a constitution saving.
Every time I'm about to die. I'm not going down sober.
yeah, make crap.
Medicine check with a constitution saving throw, and if you fail, disadvantage on perception.
My constitution, 16.
Oh, no, you take the modifier, the plus whatever. So make a medicine
14
check.
Plus 2.
You want to 20? Take crap right now? Or later.
We're minors, you idiot. We don't...
We are all 15 years old. We do not have access to drugs. They are just being idiots.
I'm 14. It's a lie.
Whatever. Okay, no, so...
I'm a minor here.
You know what? Just because I average all of our ages out, which I'm
that's
sure would be like
average.
12 or something. Okay, no, so what you do
Titus,
is you roll your d20.
For no reason.
And then you add 1 to that roll.
I do this.
Okay, 15, 15, 15, 45, add 14, 59, add 16, 65.
Yeah.
65 divided by 5.
What did you roll?
I got 2. Actually,
3. I don't think he succeeds on making crack.
Yeah, you're not gonna make crack.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure I got 12.
You make hydrogen peroxide.
No, I'm pretty sure I got 12.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I got 12.
I don't even know what that is.
I saw was a 2 and I did this and I put it down.
Makes bleach?
No, hydrogen peroxide isn't bleach. Yeah. Hydrogen peroxide is kind of like bleach.
I made a 12.
Peroxide, like,
clean. I mean, I guess you could pour it on the blade and, like, it deal poison damage or something.
I made a 12.
Burning damage.
You made a 12?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You,
plus 2.
You make crack.
Well, how do you get a plus 2?
Because I have the plus 2.
And then you make another roll.
No, it's not a constitution, it's a medicine
that's
check.
It.
You have 1.
Yeah, make another roll.
I have a 1.
Yeah, now make your constitution saving throw, which you add 4 to.
13.
13 plus 4.
17. Does he succeed?
Yes.
Okay,
how much crack did
I
make?
It's like an advantage on strength than attack.
Wait, can I roll a d20
yeah.
to see how many ounces I made?
What are you doing,
no!
child?
Or grams.
Wait, we should sell it for gold.
How much, yeah, okay, how much gold would a pound of crack make?
A pound?
No. Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, no, jeez, that's the weight system. Everything is in pounds.
Okay. Pounds.
At least 100 gold.
That would probably be like 10.
I don't know.
It would be a bunch.
Well, 10
like crack,
I tell,
man.
I think seems pretty low.
10 for what?
10. Yeah, 10 for a pound?
A pound? Yes.
I feel like that's pretty low.
Yeah.
50?
People like crack, man.
Wait, hold on. Can we... Wait. Okay, let's save this till we get to Fandolin. Let's stop. Wait a second. That's how we could get into the hideout.
We give them
sell.
The crack?
They yeah, want some of my drugs.
I want some drugs.
Crack trade? Before we go...
We're wandering crack seller.
Okay, let's make some crack. Let's make some crack.
We're like the wandering trader.
This is how you fix the wandering trader, Mojang. You make him sell crack.
Hey.
Wandering
crack traders. I got a little something for you.
So
we're
make a
D10.
Make a D10, D20 roll.
Would it be percentile?
Bullshit.
Because you can make anywhere from 0 to 100 pounds of it.
I want $5,000.
Fortnite? Oh.
Just roll it. Just roll it.
Hell no. Watch this.
Hell no.
I learned how to do this.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I did this and this.
Okay, I'll roll a percentile for it.
I'm just launched.
Distracted. You make 62 pounds of crack.
Holy
So is it 62 times 10?
Thanks,
how
Jimmy.
How much gold was it worth?
Like, it was 50 per pound.
50 gold per pound?
So 50 times
60. Can someone do some quick math? What's 62 times 50?
3,100.
2,100?
3,100.
This is amazing.
Check, it's 3,100.
Wait, 61 pounds.
Hold on, I'm double checking calculator. 62 times 50. 3,100 gold.
Yes!
That is 3,100 gold right there.
You guys better start making some. I'm not doing it all.
I'm sorry, no, you're the one who succeeded on the medicine check.
Hey, you know, I'm the only guy.
I mean, I have
know.
A decent medicine check score. I have a +3 to it. If you want me to
62
try.
Pounds.
Okay. Let's move on with this
more crack.
No, Nathan,
Nathan, come
more than
do something, Nathan.
There's a pheasant outside.
What?
It's a pheasant.
Give him grubs.
Does it want some crack?
Yes.
Okay,
I
think
we need to
get off the crack
jokes.
No. Okay, what?
That's
my name.
We made 62 pounds of crack.
In one turn.
In one turn.
By me.
Yeah, by one, no.
By the guy.
Yeah, by the guy.
You know.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Different name. No. I'm a little gnome. I'm a little gnome that made 62 pounds of
double
crack.
Your body mass and crack.
It'll be gone in 20 minutes. How much does he weigh?
He's known as a...
He weighs 35 pounds.
So just about double his body mass and crack.
How are you doing, man?
Jimmy, the dog's almost as big as you.
I know it is. It's huge.
I think we should try to make some more crack.
Do it, Nathan.
Guys,
no,
I think
no,
it's
no,
worked out one time.
Come on, Jimmy.
Oh, wait, Jimmy,
okay.
How about this?
So
let me go to the next
medicine throw. Wait,
medicine
it's a...
Medicine check B15?
Connor, you can't have 5 turns. You've already made 2 errors.
Yeah, beat 15.
11 plus 3, 15.
You know, the gnome, the little midget,
okay,
makes
like
so
I was,
much
I was
crack.
Close, come on.
Can I
no,
make some
you
crack?
Make,
yeah, can the halfling make some
you
crack?
Make watery crack somehow.
It's a bit too solid.
You try to make crack, but you end up making...
I make nitroglycerin.
You make
no,
mustard gas.
No, I do not trust him with nitroglycerin.
He doesn't trust it. Because he knows I'll just make like a double fireball.
You make, what is it?
Nitroglycerin? Salt. Uranium.
Uranium.
Smelling salt.
Yeah. I make uranium.
Yeah.
Smelling salts?
Yeah.
Smelling salts?
Can I turn these into smoke bombs?
No.
Because I feel
no.
like if they're pungent enough...
Not right now.
I feel like if they smell
that's
bad enough, you can knock someone out.
Make some crack, Conrad.
It's a crack. I need to be 15.
I'll think about it.
Beat a 15. Come on, please let me make smoke bombs. That'd be so cool.
What is it?
No, you had a 12. You had a 12.
I had a 13.
Fine. What was it then?
Add
13 plus
1. One
to
medicine.
14. I'm the best.
Yeah, the 14.
I'm teammate. The best. Just get it at your local
okay,
seller.
Make a medicine check to make some more crack.
I
do it. Dare you?
What did I make? Like?
I got 20.
Okay, wait. Look, natural 20s and natural ones do not count to skill checks.
I don't care.
Okay, with the end of description.
I just drank liquid crack.
Are you going to allow him in that 20?
I don't know. I don't
make crack.
He's the best crack maker in the
world. So let's just roll the percentile twice.
Yep.
We're just
okay. So that's 91 pounds and 80 pounds. So, okay, so hold on. Who's been keeping track? 62
plus 91 and 80.
82, right? So that's another 170.
No, hold on.
That's
hold on.
213 pounds.
Random potion.
That's 200.
Hold on.
215 pounds.
Okay, so 62 plus 91 plus 80. 233 pounds of crack times 50. That is 11,650 gold, right?
Hey, you know, you're local seller.
Can I try to make nitroglycerin?
No,
not allowed. Only drugs.
Okay, we're going on with
it. Can be a drug.
Something.
It's been like 30
okay,
minutes,
Nathan,
and we're focusing on crack.
No, actually, we've been recording for
50 minutes.
40 minutes.
I already made a medicine. Check to make a random potion, like a what potion?
Yeah, attraction potion.
Attraction? What does that do?
Attraction.
Make okay. people go close to him, but doesn't make him love him.
Horny potion.
Oh no!
Wow, you're so perfect.
They like.
I'm joking.
They move towards him without even trying.
They make you horny.
Bonk!
Like, if people are mad at him, they go closer to him.
That seems bad.
And if people love him,
I feel like this is like a healing potion.
So he seduces to victory.
Okay, so it's basically a seduction potion.
He's not a bard.
Hey,
I
hate you. Come here.
Potion with that, so it makes more.
Sure. Seduction potion with it if you want to.
No.
No, I'll just try to, like, reverse
seduction
engineer.
Bomb.
No. I'm trying to reverse engineer the bath salts.
Horninade.
Not
bomb.
That one.
Okay.
It comes up in my face and I smell good for the rest of the day.
If you even, no, you're trying to make it smell good, right? So it smells like ash. You just smell like
to make it smell so bad it knocks them out.
No, you just knock out yourself.
God damn it.
It was successful, but not very.
On the east side of the stream, flowing from the cave mouth, a small area in the briar thickets has been hollowed out.
I would like to shoot a fireball arrow.
Where?
Into the thicket.
What?
A lookout post or blind. Wooden planks flatten out the briar and provide room for guards to lie hidden and watch the area, including a pair of goblins lurking there right now.
I'm sorry, a pair of goblins?
Goblins.
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 No, goblins, remember?
Goblins.
Goblins.
What?
Goblins.
I don't remember.
You made that joke when we were playing Terraria a long time ago.
Goblins.
You're like, look, it's the goblins. I mean, the goblins.
Not goblins.
Can I shoot a fireball arrow?
Yes. Go,
No, it's not an attack roll. They have to be.
Guys, I'm just letting you know, I have to restock.
Okay. Running pretty low. I somehow came to. Let's just say it's like medieval nitroglycerin for these.
I have two. Wait, I have 233 pounds, right? Pocket change.
That's 11,650 gold, but yeah.
I make 500 billion a year.
I don't know, just, I guess just make a dex thing.
I literally made 11k in a day.
A dex thing?
In like 10 minutes.
There you go, I have 233 pounds of crack.
You got the $1 million.
Tisk.
No, she hates when I watch.
I got a
juice. You can't do it very well.
Okay, so yeah, they both fail.
That's what my dog
they both
does.
Take 8d6 damage.
They both
shut up,
one,
try again.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You don't face.
Hey.
Why is that dragon barking? Dragons aren't supposed to bark.
It's safe to say they're dead. And the forest has started to burn.
Okay, the forest is burning.
I can make gunpowder and mix it with crack.
And just
okay, so all the goblins know we're here. So
yeah,
I like
what's
to
up,
rush
Jimmy?
In and look for the biggest.
Yeah. He's scared of me.
I would like to look for the boss room.
You would like to look for the boss room?
It'd be there.
Watch, if I take one step. You know, Connor, watch. We were doing this for like half an hour.
Okay, so am I fighting the boss now?
Yes.
I would like to join to fight the boss.
Okay, I will shoot another fireball arrow.
Another fireball arrow at the boss?
I use my final fireball arrow. Basically just, I think it's, how many people are there? Bugbear, two goblins. And a wolf, so that is... I'm just gonna borrow your d20.
I would like to fight the boss.
You have to be. Okay, so 18, 10, 4. Okay, they all fail the saving throw.
Uh-huh.
They all fail?
Yes, they all failed the death save. Let's see. 1, 2, 3.
What bosses are we gonna go up against?
I gotta. Let's see. 3 plus 6, 9, 11. 21 damage. I'm pretty sure that kills all of them.
It kills all of them?
Pretty sure.
No.
Kills the goblins for sure. It kills the wolf.
Doesn't kill the other.
Quick, behind you.
And it kills... almost kills the bugbear. He has 6 HP left.
Yeah, down. And, like, knock him out.
Surprise round. So, you're up.
I get to fight. I would like to attack. Let's go.
With what weapon?
His longsword.
Longsword.
Hey, what do you do with longsword?
I go for it. Why is it always a one?
1 damage. Plus 2? Is that 3? Okay, so...
I always roll a 1 with a pyramid S-Wass.
There's 3 hit points left.
Initiative
time!
A
DM! DM! DM, the dragon's gonna eat you.
The dragon's gonna eat
you? You're not covered!
Yes.
Wait, we're fighting a dragon?
No.
Oh.
We actually can fight a dragon later in this.
Okay, come on. The goblin. Goblin boss.
Oh no, it's a bugbear. He has 3 HP left.
He has 3 HP left?
Yeah, but it's the two of us.
Okay, so I'd imagine while the two of you are talking about how to sell crack to the goblins, we're here fighting the boss.
Okay, you try to sell crack?
Wait, I have an idea.
You two side.
Okay, so it goes Nathan.
No, I have no.
Me.
I have a treaty. I have a treaty. I'm fighting the boss too. I have a treaty.
No, we're already here.
I'm here too.
No, you're not.
You were playing with the dragon.
Yeah.
Dragon flew us over here.
I'm gonna go.
Exactly.
18. Yeah, the hits. I believe so. Damage.
Oh damn.
Okay, he's dead. You've killed the boss.
You have killed the boss.
Of course.
And while.
Of course.
No,
and while the rogue.
No, stop.
And
of course, JD Eric kills the boss. Just like the rest of us.